Summer rushes through Minnesota on swift wings, or is it on the wings of swifts, those birds that make chittering sounds as they cruise over a city, fluttering their wings and then holding them in a stiff arc? Swifts are shaped and colored like flying cigars, with blunt ends and no obvious tapering between body and tail. Nowadays, swifts are more common in cities than in wilderness. True to their name, they roost and nest in chimneys. But it isn't the chimneys that give their plumage the color of soot. They're that color even when they nest in their more traditional habitat of hollowed-out tree snakes. They belong to a family called Apodidae, which means literally without feet. They aren't truly footless, but their legs and feet are very tiny, all four thin toes facing forward to cling to vertical structures. To support their half-ounce frames as they perch, their tail feathers are stiff and spiny. Swift beaks are tiny and short, but they have a huge mouth. The sides open up well across the face, giving them a gape fearful to behold if you happen to be a flying insect. They produce enormous amounts of gluey spit, which both cushions the mouth and throat when the bird hits a bug at high speed, and then lubricates the throat as the bug goes down. Swifts can't catch crawling bugs at all, but eat a huge variety of airborne bugs, from dragonflies to mosquitoes. Oddly, their stomachs also often include an assortment of spiders. How do they catch them? Entomologists taking samples from airplanes find an amazing number of spiders at high altitudes, apparently carried aloft by gossamer threads. The gluey saliva that helps swifts swallow is also used in nest construction. This gelatinous expectorant is an important ingredient in the oriental delicacy known as bird's nest soup, made in countries where some species of swifts build their nests from the viscous spit alone. Minnesota swifts build their nests mostly from twigs and use their spit only to glue the twigs together and to the wall of the chimney. Our swift spit isn't quite as substantial and gelatinous as Oriental swift spit, and all those twigs make our swift's nests much less edible. When swifts aren't clinging to the insides of chimneys or hollow trees, they're aloft, spending more of their lives in flight than any other birds. They feed on the wing, skim along the surface of lakes and streams to drink on the wing, and break off twigs for nesting on the wing. They're one of the only birds on the planet that sometimes mates on the wing, and some European swifts have even been recorded sleeping on the wing. Swifts in the Twin Cities sleep inside their chimneys, silos, or church steeples, and at dusk a flock returning to its roost makes a spectacular sight, with hundreds of birds swirling together like an avian tornado, and then suddenly funneling in like smoke magically going back into a chimney. The morning emergence isn't as dramatic, but as the sky grows pinkish, their cheerful chittering quickly fills the morning air. The name swift is an apt one, although most people consider the peregrine or prairie falcon to be the fastest bird, both clocked at close to 200 miles per hour in a stoop. Swifts have been recorded successfully evading those falcons with superior maneuvering and speed. With their amazing flying abilities, they have an easy time finding and catching food as they wend their way through life, snapping up insects as they go, footless and fancy free. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.